Shift by Standard Bank, the home of global citizens. Shift helps you buy, send and store local and foreign currency anytime, anywhere, directly from your mobile. Visit getshift.co.za to download the app. Powered by Standard Bank.
It's 17 December 2020, and this is the first audio edition of The Weekly Shift, the regular news digest of the app for global citizens based in South Africa.
In today's episode, we're talking three things I didn't need to learn in 2020, but did anyway. As head of FX Solutions at Standard Bank, Arno van Helden is familiar with innovation and disruption. Yet, in looking back over the past year, there were several things he thought he knew, but realized he needed to learn all over again in 2020.
The thing that I learned in 2020 is that fundamentally, the world is still a very unpredictable place. And things can change very quickly and when we least expect it.
The shock of the coronavirus pandemic and the shutdown measures to curb its spread generated a massive amount of uncertainty. No one knew how deep or how long the impact of COVID-19 would be, but many started to panic as comparisons with World War II and the Great Depression were all too common. As stocks crashed around the world and the oil price declined to close to zero, many share prices plummeted. People were offloading shares with a sense of impending calamity.
I was fortunate. Although I wasn't a shareholder in one particular South African company that crashed, when their shares were climbing again, I decided to become one. And anyone else who did the same has by now more than tripled their investment.
It's a strategy lifted straight from the Warren Buffett School of Investing in a Crisis.
Be fearful when others are greedy, and be greedy when others are fearful,
the billionaire investor wrote in the New York Times during the financial crisis of 2008.
The positive takeout for me is that money keeps moving, even when people can't. The Shift team witnessed this firsthand during this challenging year.
The Shift app was designed to democratize and facilitate seamless participation in the foreign exchange market across a range of transactions, including the purchase of Forex for travel. But lockdown measures to contain the spread of the pandemic meant millions of people were unable to leave their homes or move about freely in their own cities. With the emergence of a second wave in many countries, there are still extensive restrictions on people's mobility. The pandemic wiped out demand for our travel-related service, but where Shift lost in travel, it gained significantly from the lockdown-driven pivot towards online shopping. The broad embrace of online shopping is one of the ways in which the pandemic accelerated existing trends and quite literally changed human behavior.
A crisis isn't just an opportunity, it's also an ideas accelerator. And in our case, the pandemic has switched some existing ideas into the fast lane. Take our virtual card business, for example. It grew well over 200% during the pandemic.
What were simply good ideas before became priorities in 2020 and forced the Shift team to double down on their commitment to building completely digital solutions. At the same time, it affirmed many of their instinctive and learned beliefs. It brought a moment of clarity and showed the world thrown into sharp relief. Not a bad outcome for a crisis. Find the link to Arno's full article in this edition of the Weekly Shift newsletter. It makes for insightful reading.
In case you missed it,
Tech's latest billionaire,
Austin Russell, the 25-year-old American founder and CEO of Luminar Technologies, has become one of the world's youngest billionaires after his self-driving car technology startup came to the stock market. The company was valued at $3.4 billion on admission, and its shares shot up 31% when trading began.
At Luminar, we're making a new type of LiDAR sensor to allow autonomous vehicles to see and understand the world around them in very high detail. We're here to enable these autonomous vehicles to finally become a reality and at scale, and most importantly, be safe, to allow them to not just see like some objects some of the time, but all objects all of the time.
Germany to build hydrogen trains.
Germany plans to build a hydrogen-powered locomotive with a top speed of 160 kilometers per hour, and which is able to travel up to 590 kilometers before refueling. The aim is to replace the country's 1,300 remaining diesel trains with these new zero-emissions hydrogen trains. Although hydrogen recently lost out to battery power in the motoring market, it was once viewed as the fuel of the future, and this German project indicates a potential comeback.
The fuel cells on top of the train combine hydrogen and oxygen to generate electricity, which is then transferred to the lithium-ion batteries inside the train. The train only emits steam and water as byproducts. It is also 60% quieter than traditional diesel trains. Other countries, including the Netherlands, Denmark, Norway, and the UK, have also expressed interest in the train.
Buy South African rands with your Forex at the touch of a screen.
As a South African resident, Standard Bank's award-winning Forex app, Shift, now enables you to use any foreign currency you own in the app to purchase rands. You can then use these rands to buy a different currency or refund your balance to your personal bank account.
Shift conversation starters.
Money.
US dollar bills are made of a special blend of materials patented by Crane & Company. The cotton fiber blend, consisting of 75% cotton fibers and 25% linen fibers, means a dollar bill can be folded at least 8,000 times. That's 20 times more than a normal sheet of paper, and it doesn't disintegrate in the wash.
The special inks used for money have trackable, magnetic, and color-shifting properties. Green was originally selected for U.S. dollars as a deterrent for counterfeiters. Psychologically, it's also a color associated with stability and growth.
Culture.
Art used to be an Olympic event, thanks to Baron Pierre de Coubertin, the founder of the modern games. Between 1912 and 1948, medals were awarded to sporting-inspired masterpieces of architecture, music, painting, sculpture, and literature.
I think Coubertin's most important achievement was to convince the world that sport can be a way of education. This was what his idea was about, and not the Olympic Games, which were just the means, the vehicle to mediate his and our conviction that sport is an important social element.
Le sport est un élément social très important.
Society.
At the age of 30, Jeff Bezos decided to open an online bookstore called Amazon after he discovered a statistic indicating web usage was growing 2,300% a year.
I always tell people who think they want to be entrepreneurs, you need a combination of stubborn relentlessness and flexibility. And you have to know when to be which. And basically, you need to be stubborn on your vision, because otherwise it'll be too easy to give up. But you need to be very flexible on the details, because as you go along pursuing your vision, you'll find that some of your preconceptions were wrong. And you're going to need to be able to change those things. So I think taking an idea successfully all the way to the market and turning it into a real product that people care about and that really improves people's lives is a lot of hard work.
Balance.
Beware of monotony. It's the mother of all the deadly sins. Edith Wharton.
Shift is an app for global citizens based in South Africa. It helps you buy, send, and store local and foreign currency anytime, anywhere, directly from your mobile. Visit getshift.co.za to download the app, powered by Standard Bank.